The Dallas Cowboys snapped their five-game losing streak. They beat the Washington Commanders in the nation's capital yesterday. It's time to bring in Cowboys insider Bobby Belt, 105.3 The Fan. Bobby, I watched this game, and basically the last 3 minutes were the whole game. Have you seen anything crazier than that in a while?
No, I mean, this is right at the top. That was kind of the discussion leaving the stadium last night amongst all the media was, have you ever been in attendance for a more wild finish to a game? And yeah, this thing was all over the place, and I can't remember anything quite like it. The last 3 minutes of this game, I felt like 30 minutes. And so, but no, a really intense game, and one that, you know, when you went into the Cowboys locker room, you felt it afterwards, how relieved a number of those players were and how much they felt like they needed this win.
Well, that Kevontae Turpin spin, that thing was awesome. I'm sure that a lot of people are going to be trying to mimic that out on the football fields. But then just the very next series to give up that McLaurin 86-yard touchdown, that was so demoralizing. It's really amazing they were able to pick themselves up after that.
Yeah, I mean, look, you mentioned the Turpin spin first. He talked about it afterwards in the locker. He said, yeah, you know, I that's really just the move I go to when I don't have anything else. Like, I'm just stuck, and it's a Hail Mary attempt, basically, to get some space. But then when they give up the big pass to McLaurin, which, I mean, kudos to Terry McLaurin for navigating the traffic the way that he did, and you know, a couple Cowboys defenders just took slight steps the wrong direction, and it was really just thin margins that created that. But obviously the then missed extra point by Washington kind of put a damper on things, and you were able to kind of breathe a sigh of relief. But no, there's no doubt about it. A lot of the players in the locker room talked about their improved defensive performance in this one, but that they were bugged by giving up that big play late, because that should honestly just never happen under any circumstances. But overall, the defense has been playing better, and it's something that, you know, that started a couple weeks ago, and it really culminated yesterday in what was a pretty solid defensive performance, despite some of the, you know, plays at the end and some of the stats that make it look a little more gaudy than it was. They kept Jaden Daniels in check for the most part.
And, you know, I don't know, I was a little encouraged by the offense. One of the things that I thought the offense had been doing was so bland. They were just the same plays over and over that they were running that didn't seem to work. Yesterday they got Trey Lance in some packages and stuff. Were you encouraged by some of, I guess, this new offensive game plan?
Yeah, I thought Mike McCarthy did a really good job designing the offense yesterday. I thought Cooper Rush did a really good job playing within it. Cooper Rush checked a lot more at the line of scrimmage in this game than he had in the first two games combined. And so that's either telling me that he's got a comfort level right now that he hasn't had the first couple weeks, or it was just he felt in real command of the offense and felt like he could control some of the stuff based on what the looks Washington was giving him. But yeah, you have the Trey Lance packages. You had them putting CeeDee Lamb in the backfield a couple different times. They did some different stuff with play action, and this was all with a really hampered offensive line. So I thought, relative to the personnel they had available, Mike McCarthy did a pretty good job drawing this one up, and the Cowboys and Cooper Rush in particular deserve a lot of credit for executing it.
And I got to ask you this. I know you do the show on 105.3 The Fan this morning. Were fans actually disappointed that the Cowboys won this thing because they now have given up maybe a top five draft pick?
Yeah, there were a lot of them, actually. Now, there are a lot of other fans who are really gung-ho. It's very split, much like a lot of other things in our country, Austin.
Oh, absolutely.
But in this one in particular, it was an instance of you had about half the fan base that was really excited for the victory and not apologizing for it. And then you had another half of the fan base that's like, look, we're not going to the playoffs. We need better draft position. I don't necessarily want to win this one. But, you know, that's just the age-old debate of, would you rather go, you know, 8-8 or 8-9 and miss the playoffs, but you won a few games, or would you rather go 3-14 and get a really good pick? And there's definitely a split among Cowboys fans.
Yeah, I absolutely know that. All right, that's Cowboys insider Bobby Belt of 105.3 The Fan. Thank you so much. And again, Cowboys fans, I want you to remember what old coach Herm Edwards said. We play to win the games. Remember that.